Hello, this is Ken Trundell with Your Business Podcast, here to try to help you motivate you to start a business, to improve your business, to make some improvements, something that frees up some more of your time, hopefully, or maybe get you doing more of what you want to be doing. The benefits of having your own business, yes, you can be really busy, but also you can control your time. And talking about time is what we're really going to cover here. It's 2014, it's January, fresh, brand new year here. And how much time do you spend working towards something that will give you more free time? Or use your time productively where you'll be doing something in the future you want to be doing more so than maybe sitting in the cube working for someone else. I listened to Dennis Prager the other day. I think it was the 1st of January. And he brought up some good things. So it's Dennis Prager, PRAGER.com. He has a radio show and also you can listen to him online. And his point about time was start tracking your time. Like literally, take a log of how much time you do different things throughout the day. We all know we have the same amount of time in the day. Some of us have jobs that take 8 hours. Some of us have parenting that takes even more if you're a stay-at-home mom. And then we all take some time to watch TV, do whatever we want to do, play video games. And literally, if we start logging what we're doing, it might help us wake up to how much time we really do have that we could do something else with. Me personally, without even logging time, I realized I would read a lot every day about the economy. And in reality, I was kind of addicted to that. So I cut off cable over a year ago, actually almost 2 years ago now. But instead, I was still spending a ton of time reading about stuff that has no positive impact on me whatsoever. None. I wasn't learning anything. I wasn't progressing at all. Literally, I would sit there every night and read. So a little bit over 2 weeks ago, a bit before Christmas, I just said, no more, I'm going to stop. I'm going to find things on YouTube to learn about permaculture. I want to learn about different things like biogas, biochar, anything to keep me from going to the couple websites I would always go to and just read. Some of us go to Facebook all the time and we check out what other people are doing. Hey, you might be learning some new things there. I found a permaculture guild on Facebook, so I looked at that. And they have links to these different videos and stuff on YouTube. So for several weeks now, I've totally converted at least an hour every day, maybe more, to watching and learning about stuff that I'm interested in. Now let's say you're interested in politics or the economy and you can somehow transition your career to that and you want to do that. That's your thing. That's what's going to bring you happiness, let's say. Okay, keep doing it. But I bet most of us, especially if we start tracking your time, we realize, wow, I spend 5 hours a week watching some shows, whether it's on Netflix, on TV, something. Because a lot of us have that complaint, oh, I don't have time to do something else. If you haven't started a business already, you can start one part-time, or on the side, let's say. That's how I did it with my partners. We had full-time jobs, but we found a way to start something and be attentive enough and keep it going enough that it became the real job, the money producer, the actually time freedom, free time. I'm driving back from buying some biochar down at Pueblo. It's almost a 2-hour drive. I can still work because I still have my phone. I still have internet access. So now that I've got a company to the size, I can still run it and not be sitting in a cube all day. And you might want to think about that. If you're not sure what you want to do, can you get something where once it gets to a big enough point, either you hire other people or it's such a thing that you can do it remotely. So you can take vacations and still yet be working, but spend 2 weeks visiting around Christmas or something around the holidays. Can you maybe think that structure things that way? And a lot of it comes back to time. Being the new year or any time of the year, you're listening to something like this, can you start thinking, what else can I do with my time that is productive? I know I can set aside 30 minutes a day or an hour a day, or I'm going to replace something I'm doing now with learning about something new. Maybe you're just going to kick off the thought of I'm going to learn how to set up a website because my hobby is car racing and I'm going to start blogging. So I'm going to set up a blog website about your hobby, whatever that is, quilting or anything else. And just challenge yourself to learn some new things. That's something else Dennis Prager brought up. In the new year, just say, hey, I'm going to pick up something new this year. Then when I look back at the end of the year, I'll be happy I did that. I'll feel good about that. picking up a new TV show probably will not at the end of the year be like, wow, I'm so glad I did that. Maybe learning a new language or learning how to play some instrument. If you look back, you might be like, wow, I'm glad I did that. And I really think for more free time, unless you have all the free time you want, can you find a business, start a business, change your career to where you have more freedom in the future? If you look back at the end of the year, can you say, I'm generating $300 a month, $500 a month, some people thousands of dollars per month, because I started doing something on the side. It could be consulting. It could be anything. There's so many things you could be doing that are your passion, something you care about. What could it be? Are you going to spend some time and just think about that? A little bit of time every day. One of the guys I listen to, Joe Dispenza, kind of a self-help type thing, he literally says the hardest thing about improving your future or changing is taking the time to do it. We can all read some great book and go, oh, or come out of some conference, wow, this is great. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be so great. I'm going to buy that new car that, or live in that big house. But then will you take the time? And maybe one of the tricks is switching out something you're doing now for something else. Let's say every Monday you watch some show from 7 to 8. Just cold turkey, say, from 7 to 8 from now on, I know I've always been doing this. I'm going to research some business. Or you already have a business. I'm going to learn how to do a little bit better on the marketing. I'm going to go out there and set up my Google Ads and try some online marketing I've never tried. What is it that you can do? Lots of things, once again. But will you set that side of time, the time aside? And you got to find some way to do it. If you haven't done it yet and you thought, I'm going to do this or do that, maybe it's simply replacing something you're already doing. Maybe it's logging what all you're doing and see how much time is just going nowhere. I mean, I get it. I don't check Facebook a lot. But if I click on there, time can just fly by while I read about other people. And that's another thing I challenge myself with is, how much will I listen to and learn about something before I actually take action on it? I read about biochar, and just give you a quick little, hopefully minute synopsis. Biochar is simply charcoal that's made to be put in the ground. And it's not a fertilizer, but it enhances everything you put in the ground, from water, fertilizer, anything like that, to microbes that live in there. It gives them a place to reside. It sucks it in. It holds all those things. So I read and read and watched videos and learned a ton. It wasn't that long, maybe 2 weeks into it, I bought enough barrels to burn and make some of my own. At this point, I'm driving back with hundreds of pounds of it just to have enough of it to kickstart what I'm trying to do with it. So are you a person that sits there and, like me, just researches and goes, oh, I gotta try this? That's what I challenge you to do. Read about websites if you don't have one, you've always wanted one. And then take that step pretty quickly and set one up. There are free things at WordPress.com or WordPress.org that you can set up your own free little blog site or podcasting site. Take the time, 30 minutes to an hour, to do it. To really challenge yourself. I'm going to do this. And every night, instead of reading what I've been reading, if it's, I mean, maybe it's enjoyment for you, but if it's not going to get you ahead and you want to get ahead, change that out. I'm so glad it's so much easier now that literally I get on my phone where I do most of my reading, and very seldom am I thinking, oh, I'm going to go to that website again. I'm going to read about the economy. So it's getting better. It's been 2 weeks, maybe almost 3 weeks now. And like they say, 21 days, sometimes it makes a big change. It's helping. I now have almost reprogrammed myself completely to watching videos and reading about things that I want to learn about that may become a new career opportunity or new business for me. That's another thing. Maybe you don't start one business, you start two or three. I don't know if that's always a good suggestion. For me, I'm a person that starts lots of things. But hey, sometimes you got to throw the mud and see what sticks to find the good mud. You got to try a couple different things. And it comes down to the time. Can you start spending some of the time you're doing something else with right now on something that's going to pay off a year from now, a week from now, a month from now? You might just be happier because you're cutting something out that you always read about and worry about. Who knows all the benefits you might get? There could be a lot of them, random ones. But also, what I'm really hoping is we can find a business that will really give you more free time. And that comes back to if you're thinking about selling widgets. Really think about, can I make this in such a way that you're going to build yourself a business that you can be more free of, that you have a smaller role in? Is it residual? Can you set something up that is residual? People pay you monthly. Is there some way that you can tweak something you're already doing to make it more like that? I usually bring up your home builder. Build a home and rent it out. That way you have something always coming in. Maybe you just don't know anything to do. You start buying rental real estate. You have some money coming in. Maybe you're looking for a new career, something you can do on the side, and you start selling insurance. I met two people, I forget where now, but I almost ask everyone now what they do, how they have free time, especially if they're out on an oddball time and day and I run into them. And this couple, they're both in insurance. And she goes, it takes a while, but it gives you that free time and that flexibility to work from anywhere. So you're going to become an insurance agent, sell car insurance, life insurance, home insurance, the whole bundle. I think there's so many things we can do that aren't rocket science. Maybe we got a degree in something else, but hey, I use my degrees, but really in reality, I didn't need my degrees to do what I do. My degrees didn't kickstart me to say, hey, I want to be an entrepreneur and start my own business. So don't kick yourself and say, I can't do that because that's not my degree. It doesn't matter. You might start a lawn mowing company. I always bring that up because that's, to me, a fallback. If I could do nothing else, I'd start mowing yards. And then hopefully I'd hire some people to help me mow yards. And eventually, hopefully, I'd work myself out of doing the work unless I really loved it. What is it? What can create more free time for you? And more control over what you do each and every day? This brings me to comfort. Dennis Prager said something like, comfort is the enemy of progress. Literally, I get it. If you're sitting there making enough money and you're comfy, everything's hunky-dory, what's it going to take for you to want more? To want to have more control over your life? To realize there's more out there? You can do more. You can set better examples for your kids, let's say. I mean, maybe it is great that you have a great job. Hey, if you're a doctor, I hope it's your passion. If you went through all that schooling, it probably is your passion. But there's so many other things where if you're like me and you're a computer programmer, you're sitting in a cubicle. And people tell you what to do, when to show up, when to go home. And a lot of times you work a lot more than 40 hours a week. And you're commuting. There are so many reasons you want to work for yourself and hopefully not commute. Just the time alone. I remember back when I did commute, though, I talked to a lot more people. I made phone calls then. That leads you to a good thing you can be doing if you are commuting. Do you read books? You can't read a book in a car. But a book on tape, or on tape, wow. I'm not that old, but literally I have books on tape, so I guess maybe I'm old enough that the tape player is gone, but I still have some. You can listen to audiobooks and learn something about what you're into by listening to some books, something that maybe motivates you. The 4-hour work week. That guy brings up all kinds of things about, hey, make a product and sell it. The markup is 60% or 200% or something. He talks about ways that you can hopefully work yourself out of having to go to work every day, like easing into the working from home with your company. So are you driving every day, 30 minutes each way, an hour each way? Are you picking up something new? Are you listening to the same radio shows? If it's Dennis Prager, I get it. Pretty good guy to listen to. Does some different things, although some of it's politics. But literally, do you have time right now that you can stack something else with it? And a lot of it's commuting. That's what's great about podcasts. Go to iTunes. You can go find some podcasts to listen and learn. You can buy an audiobook and put it in your car and learn. It's a new year, 2014. Maybe you're in the middle of 2015 now listening to this. Any time of the year is a good time to make a change, to grow. Pick something new. Or maybe something that just will kind of juice you up a little bit. What else can you do? What else can you stack? Are you at work and do you listen to things? I finally got to the point where I did work for people and I could listen to something or stream music. Seems like a lot of people in IT do that. Change it. Listen to something new. There's so many business podcasts. Start listening to them. And see if after a month you're like, wow, yeah, I need to do my own thing. I need to start doing some consulting on the side. Maybe you'll learn a better way to do what you're doing. I mean, there's so much information out there now. YouTube. A lot of times on YouTube, I just listen to the shows. I don't watch them. On your iPhone, you can double-click your little button on the bottom, scroll to the right on the bottom, and hit play, and then turn off the screen. So realize, YouTube also, you can listen to a ton of things while driving, while sitting at work. How many places that you're doing something now can you go, you know what, I'm going to listen to something now. I'm going to learn. I'm going to learn something new. Maybe you know nothing about biochar. There's a great video, I think it's the BBC put it out. It's about 48 minutes long. It talks about biochar was used thousands of years ago down in the Amazon. They take really bad soil, and that's how they put charcoal, they burn trees in the ground. That's how they're able to grow things and support a civilization that is now pretty much extinct. So literally, there's so many things you can get into and learn about. If you're into gardening, do that. Maybe you're just going to start picking up some things that are going to enhance other parts of your life, not necessarily the business. But I also hope, I'm challenging you, if you're listening to this podcast, there's so many things, search engine optimization. What can you do? Online marketing. More about your industry. Can you find some of the people that are doing something, that are putting information out there? TED Talks. TED.com. TED.com. There are so many different talks out there on all kinds of things that you can be doing. And take some notes and say, hey, I'm going to look into this. Talk to other people. I really think it's important that you share information with other people, what you're thinking about, what you're doing, what you'd like to do. Picking up this biochar today that I bought, I talked to the lady probably for 20 minutes on the phone and then looked at the setup of how they make it. Talked to them about what all they sell there. They just don't sell biochar. It's just one of the many things they sell. That's a wood product. So literally, it's like people will also talk to you and give you information. You just got to ask. And the more you know about a subject just by YouTube, for me, the more I know to ask the right questions to see what they're doing. And I Googled and Googled and Googled trying to find pricing on things. Called them, got pricing. Called, said, oh, by the way, how much does one of these systems cost? She gave me a ballpark idea. I was like, oh, okay. Just all this information that I'm gathering around several subjects comes back together. And for me, I may never go into the business. It may just help out my hobby, gardening and farming. But then again, it may not. But just for me, it's changing. It was hard, believe me. I still had that addiction for quite a few weeks there. Of, oh, I want to read to see. It just doesn't matter. I realized that does not impact my life, especially not in a good way. I wasn't learning anything new. It's the same stuff over and over. That's how I really think most of the news is. Did you learn something new that you're now going to invest differently? Are you going to make a different decision? Are you going to watch some political show and now vote differently? If not, what can you be doing? I hope when I'm 70 and 80, I'm still looking at some new stuff and trying some new things and considering, hey, I might start a business. Even at that age, because you know what? It's not just for me. It's the people that may help outside of me. Because that's where comfort comes in. Sometimes you're making enough money, you got to challenge yourself to do more. And it's maybe for other people. You're going to free yourself up, and you're happy with what you're doing, but you're going to be around more for your kids or your partner. I mean, there's so much more, though, than your comfort. I go back to, I was working full-time. Riptide was still a side business for all three of us. And my partner's like, you should quit and do that full-time. I was like, you are crazy. I'm making good money here, six figures. I look back, I should have quit that day and done Riptide full-time. Because I realized my freedom, my free time directing my life is worth way more than 50 or 60 or 70 bucks an hour. And I was comfortable making even less. And at this point, I wouldn't trade more for less free time. My time of directing it is worth so much more that no person, no business can buy that. Not cheaply at all. For me in 2014, I'm hoping to do less consulting. I still do some of that. That's another thing, you can have multiple income streams. You might be having a full-time job right now. Maybe the first step you're taking is you're going to pick up some consulting work on the side. Maybe it's not even a business yet, but in 2 or 3 years, it might be your own business. Might be off on your own. And then you got to challenge yourself. Okay, I'm a consultant now, but I'm still working a lot. How can I phase other people in to be spending less time doing this? How? It can happen. Plenty of people have done it. That's what everything realized. Other people have accomplished it. That means you can. So I tell my kids, I mean, he's only five, the older one. It's like, I've done it. You can figure it out. Or that kid did it. That means you can do it. Believe that in yourself also. Someone else has figured it out. I figured it out. People say it's lucky. Eh. Determination, keeping going. Keep going and going and going. Or maybe a little bit slower. But if you consistently put in some effort, you'll sell that widget. Or you'll finish that project and make that widget. Or you'll get that patent done. And you'll sell that to someone. It's just really putting the time in. A guy from Toastmasters, I challenged him, said, hey, put an article out every day. He's like, oh, it's kind of slow. I don't have as many followers. I'm like, keep doing it. Keep doing it. That's what Jack Spirko said. Put something quality out every day for 6 months. Do it. He does a podcast pretty much 5 days a week. That's what he does now. And because of that, he has 90,000 people average daily listening to him after 5 years of doing it. He's probably making good money, but I bet he feels so good about helping so many people that are into learning about whoever he's interviewing. Literally, there's some bigger paybacks to the comfort, to just the money. I mean, freedom. Maybe set it up right and remember, at the end of building your own business, it's making money. You can sell that to someone. It's the pension that no longer exists at most businesses. It's the payday at the end. Maybe it's a five-year time frame. Maybe it's a 10-year. Maybe it's a 2-year. You build something up and sell it. It's happening. The economy is kind of so-so. Companies are still buying other companies. Technology. There's still a lot of money out there. What can you be doing? Maybe you need some extra money. That's where you start doing something on the side. That comes to you offering up your services. Facebook. Let people know what you do. That you're looking for work. LinkedIn. I've got to change my skills. Hey, if you know me, you're a friend. Do not go out there, please, and say, hey, I know this guy. I endorse him for .net. If you use me for that, okay. But otherwise, don't do it. But get on LinkedIn if you haven't done it. And put not only what you do, but maybe what you want to be doing that you have experience with out there. It might lead to something. It's communicating with people that you may not even know. They may come around and say, hey, I'm interested in that. Maybe it's making some little product and putting it on Craigslist. And just see if you can sell it. That's one of my thoughts with this biochar. Can I mix it and match it and kind of combine it with some other stuff and put it on Craigslist and sell it in small quantities? Can I sell a little bit local? Okay, if so, I see other people selling it and shipping it. I could try that just to see. These days, it's so easy to test out something. If you've seen those commercials, those infomercials per se, and they're going to sell some product for two payments at $19.95, and then you notice it says shipping will happen in 4 to 6 weeks, I believe the 4-Hour Workweek book tells you that in reality, they are trying to sell these things before they ever made them to see if they can sell enough to make them. So you can try different things. With the internet, you can make one or two widgets and sell them and see. eBay. Put it out there and just see. Like, hey, is there any market in this? There's different sites for consulting that you can literally be a consultant and try to sell your expertise via websites now. So somebody's looking for some kind of programming. So many things. You don't know how to do it? Get on YouTube. Type in what you're trying to do and see what pops up. You might find a consulting website. Put it on YouTube and see if there's anything about it. I bet there is. Just dig in. Dig in today, tonight, before we go to bed. Check it out. Sometimes I get so excited, I watch an hour or two of videos at night. I'm not watching movies very often. I did watch the X-Men. What was it? Wolverine. I did watch that. Saw some on the airplane flight. Didn't get to finish it. Have some joy and some fun. But change a little bit of your pattern. Start tracking that time if you need something to nudge you. And say, what can I do differently? Next time you're going to click on your phone or click on the iPad or click on your laptop to check out some other site you always check out, maybe it's during work, click on something else. Listen to that YouTube video while you're doing your work instead of listening to something else. Try to take something that is a neutral or negative and turn it into something that you might say, hey, this is my passion. I want to learn more about it. This is my passion. Who has a video out there that's making money off my passion? Maybe you're into photography. There are people that only do photography now. We probably pay one. We probably pay her a lot. We pay her a good amount once or twice a year. Maybe enough that most people would like to make that in one day. And she takes pictures for 30 minutes or so. So literally, you're in photography. It's a hobby. You can turn that into something else. Something that's a hobby that first maybe pays for itself. It may provide you a little extra income. Maybe it's, you know, things about how to set up websites. So you set one up for somebody for free. You put your little link at the end, at the bottom saying, hey, hosting by or website created by. What is it that you really like to do or are already doing? Maybe it's your kids. Maybe you're going to encourage your kids to, hey, you know how to do that. How about you do that for me? And then somebody says, oh, I like your website. Can I do it? Yeah, my kid can do that for you. Maybe help teach them. I did an episode a while back, a little about kids. How do you help them become entrepreneurs? Maybe you help them by getting their hobby to blossom or their passion or what they're into right now. Maybe it doesn't stick, but maybe you show them, hey, you can do this. My five-year-old's like, I want to sell beads. I'm like, okay, I know you want to make money. I get that. You want to sell what beads? He wants to sell beads that were a necklace that we cut up. Well, I don't think people are going to want to buy those. Maybe more so lemonade than beads. But he's already thinking. Because he asks to buy things all the time. I say, do you have any money? Let him know that we're not going to buy everything. You have to earn some money sometimes. You get some things. But other things you get to buy. He's only five, but he's already clicking. He's like, oh yeah. Or if I sell my toys I don't want, he's already doing it with Christmas presents. Ah! He's like, oh, I trade those two in and get that. You can do that at that shop. So literally, there are so many things. Maybe you're really into Craigslist. Or you're into certain things. You can buy things and sell things. You can buy them for the right price on Craigslist and turn around and sell them. Maybe you can buy enough things on Craigslist to start your own store. What is it? What are you into? What do you spend your time doing that maybe you tweak that a little bit and it's getting more into your passion? That you can turn into something that generates money, and money can be free time. Money may not be happiness, but if you're making money that you can now be comfortable with more time, but you're happier. If you could turn an hour a week or an hour a day into something producing money, think about how much money that would be at the end of the year. And with that, what do you do? Take a vacation? Are you really into traveling? How can you get more of what you really want? Are you not getting the raises you think you should get at work? Hey, switch it up. Try to make your own money. Once again, it comes back to time. We all have to take the time to accomplish things. Just change what you're doing now with some of your time. Log some of your time. And that's where if you can start working from home in a 4-hour work week, if you really could get your job done in 6 hours instead of 8, and you cut out the commute time, you have that much extra time, you can do something else. Maybe it's taking a walk, being healthier, running. Something that has a positive, a good impact. What is it? What's it going to be for you? Maybe it's find your why. Why are you going to change your habits? That's what it really is. Change the habits, or you're taking the time, putting it into something productive, or something that's going to help you out long term, make you happier. So many of us, I think, get addicted to the same thing. Then we can worry about something like, oh, this is terrible, or that's terrible, or the news showed this and showed that, I should be scared. Switch it up. That right there would be worth it. You could start reading fairy tale happy books or something instead. That's even better. If it leads to a business, kudos. Hope you enjoyed this. You can catch us on iTunes now. I finally got that approved. So I'll be putting out a few more interviews just because finally got that all figured out. If you know somebody that runs a small business, you run a small business, you want to get interviewed, let me know. I want to include as many interviews of entrepreneurs, self-employed, small business owners as possible. The more we can share with people about what we're doing, the more hopefully they can do that. So many of us run a small niche business that we could have so many other people doing that all around us and it'd be good. It really wouldn't hurt us. Maybe it's something that you know how to run your own business that you could then consult, help other people set up these other ones like this or like yours. Kind of like a franchise. Maybe you can franchise your business or your business model. There's probably so many people you can help. That's why we're doing the podcast. Hey, share it if it's helpful. Share this if you think somebody will like it. Share ideas with me if you think it's something I should talk about. Let me know. Hope you enjoyed it.